You're listening to Agency Alchemy, a podcast from Advertising Week. Join us as we sit down with top agency executives to uncover the secrets behind their success and explore how they're navigating the ever-evolving advertising landscape. From discussions around innovative strategies and emerging trends to effective leadership conversations, each episode offers invaluable insights into what it takes to thrive in today's evolving marketing world. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you're looking for more content like this, check out our roster of podcasts available now on the Advertising Week Podcast Network at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening. On today's episode, I'm joined by Lisa Nichols and Gary Fawcett, joint ECDs at TBWA MCR. They share the same title, the same leadership responsibility, and a near 30-year creative partnership. Together, Lisa and Gary have progressed from junior creatives to agency leaders without losing trust, curiosity, or momentum. In this conversation, we dig into what has sustained their partnership for decades, how shared leadership influences creative standards, and how agency culture and why listening, clarity, and collaboration still sit at the heart of great work. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Lisa and Gary, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today. It's a pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is kind of a unique situation for this show. And number one, I have two guests, which we don't often do, but also two guests with the exact same title, which is odd to say the least. You're both ECD at TBWA MCR. Tell me, why the shared title? How does that work?
So I've gone through our career as a creative team. And all the way through, so Gary's at the art director and the copywriter. And as we progress through the many, many, many years we've now been doing this, it's always been as a joint role. So we've been joint group heads, we've been joint deputy creative directors, joint CDs and joint ECDs. We've both got invited onto the management team here at TBWA. So it's just happened like that. And I think there are quite a few incidences, in particular in the UK, where there are joint ECDs now. So it's kind of not so rare over here, is it, that there are joint? No. Just where it's gone.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how many people have worked together for certain periods of time, but it's like you say, it's quite a natural process and a natural journey. So, yeah.
It's a fascinating study on the differences between American culture and British culture, just in the sense that we're so selfish, there's no way we would share titles.
We're very happy about sharing titles. Yeah,
we're very British, very polite, so yeah.
Well, you've been working together for 28 years, if I'm not mistaken. What has been the single most important factor in sustaining that partnership?
It's 30 years this year, which 30. Is crazy. Yeah, it creeps up on us.
No, we don't.
Yeah. I would say the single most important factor is probably that we just click. We've kind of always just clicked from the start, and I think there's lots of other different aspects to it, but finding that person you click with in life, in any kind of relationship, is probably the most vitally important thing. And I think the same goes for a creative team. And I think if you get something that works, don't mess with it, I think. So yeah, I would say it's that.
Yeah, I think there's a fair amount of balance between the two of us. So if one of us, particularly when we started out as a creative team, one of us would think visually and one of us would think in words, and we're quite easy to swap that over in terms of our roles. So we've sort of balanced each other out. When one runs dry thinking visually, the other one picks up on it, and we kind of get to that point where we can kind of just now get to the point where we can go, okay, I don't agree with that, or I do agree with that. And not have a fight about it like some people might, or take it personally, and we just write it off and go on to the next thing. So I think that ability to just move on to the next thing without, hanging on to it, which can sometimes see the end of a creative team, or they can't work through the differences. We've always been able to do that and do it with a sense of humour and perspective. That stood us in really good stead, particularly over the decades that we're talking about. Yeah.
Decades.
How, given that sort of comfort then that you have with working together, how do you go about keeping the relationship fresh, challenging, and, you know, creatively energized?
I think we're both very similar people in that we're very restless and we like the same work. We probably both come from similar backgrounds as well. I guess we're all like a lot of creatives. You're driven by a sense of not wanting to fail, and it really sort of propels you on. I don't know. I don't think there's anything we actively do, you know, to keep it fresh. I think it probably comes mostly from just being really creatively curious and having that sort of restless nature and really never being satisfied with what you've done.
I think our interests, though, you know, outside of work are quite different. So we'll bring different perspectives from that to the creative process or our references. We'll sort of, Gary will say, Gary is very, very heavily into cinema and film. I mean, he's like the biggest brain on it that I've ever met in my life. He forensically goes into it. So he'll bring all of that kind of stuff, you know, directors and approaches to the table. Whereas I'm more like, okay, I don't want to do so much to do with advertising outside of work. I'll go running or I'll go to the gym or I'll go hiking. And then I just, you know, you bring something else from that process to the workroom. So we're quite different. So I think just that very different mix of outside interest keeps it fresh. We, like Gary said, we're both incredibly, you know, passionate and curious about getting to the best advertising idea. But those two different references help keep that moving along in a very different way.
And then how do you balance inevitable differing viewpoints without it sort of undermining the relationship you already have, the trust and momentum you've already built?
I think you have to be really respectful of each other and really trust each other that you know, I guess it sounds crazy, but when we first became ECDs, it was recommended that we did a Myers-Briggs personality test. And we found out we had a personality, which was good. But it was interesting because it did show us what degree of introverts we both were. But it helped us kind of understand how we reacted to certain situations and why, and for us to look out for those kind of reactions and help us fit together perhaps even better more in a management role. So yeah, there's been sort of different
opinion along the way, but I think what we've always had from being a junior creative team right through to right now is trust in each other. And you know, we have had our differences and we've debated those differences and at the end of the day gone, do you know what? I respect your point of view enough on that one to sort of go, let's go where that's it and see where that takes us. And there's nothing personal about it. There's no baggage around it. I think it works vice versa, you know. And sometimes it's the right thing to do and sometimes it's not. And you just learn as you go, I think. But there's always trust. There's always trust at the back end of that. And we always will inevitably look to each other if we're in a meeting and there's something being said in a meeting and I might go, what do you think? And I'll know from Gary's face immediately what his thought process is on that. And I feel like, right, okay, this is the direction we're going to go with this because I know what he's thinking. And it's a great shortcut. And those years and that learning about each other like that, it's a really great shortcut just to get into either a creative solution, B, understanding a client, C, getting to a better brief, all that kind of stuff. I think the trust in each other allows us to sort of back off at certain times. Or dial things up at the same time.
I think as well, it's probably from you learn it from being in a creative team because you have to tell each other which ideas are shit very quickly and you both have to get over it. And it's just part of being a creative team. And I think we've always managed to have really difficult conversations or disagreements without really fighting. We did have a row once and I think it deeply affected us. And we came back from it and said, we just had a row.
Do that again.
And so, you know, and these teams, that there's no right way of doing it. Teams just row all the time and it works for them, you know, and they get on. But yeah. I think that's kind of worked for us, really.
Yeah, the trust thing is a thing.
I would ask you, Gary, you know, what is the trick then, or maybe not even a trick, but what's the secret to being able to tell people their ideas are shit without it being the end of the world to everybody in the room?
I don't know if I've mastered it, but it really helps when they have a really good one, because you can very quickly say those others they're shit. I mean, you don't use the words they're shit, but yeah, I think having a kind of standard setter in the room or an idea that is really good or a right direction means that you can very easily knock other ideas out and say, that's amazing, that's brilliant, you've cracked it, now go and do this with it. I think that's always helped, and I think it's always helped us in the team as well.
But we can be very direct to each other. Yeah. About our own ideas. Yeah. I don't think either one of us is afraid of going, that's just not going to work though, is it? Because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Be very just go, no, it's not. And we would tell each other that that idea is not that great.
I think the longer you know someone, the more you can just say, yeah, it's foreign. Yeah.
Let's talk about how your roles help shape the direction of the entire agency. How does your partnership influence the culture and decision-making? And I think above all, the creative standards that you have at TBWA MCR.
Gosh, that's a big question. I think that I'm going to come back to trust again. I think it's the way that we look to each other and listen. Listening for us is a big, big, big word. It's important in creative partnerships, very much so. It's important within a creative to, you know, a client services team or the strategy team, and then on to the client, that everybody listens. So when people see me and Gary actively listening and actively like taking on board things, that they try to, you know, do a bit of that, emulate that to some degree, because it's always helpful. Everybody feels like everyone's on the same team. And also that ability to not be afraid to come in and have a difficult conversation. I think our door's always open to anyone in the agency to come in and have a conversation about whether it's a brief or a piece of work or a client problem, or they don't like the coffee that someone made for them, whatever it is, is always an open door policy with us. And I think that that helps keep relationships flowing and people see that working. I know it works in practice. It just helps people see that. That idea of being quite clear and direct about why a piece of work is good, or why a brief needs to change, or why a strategy is a piece of genius. I think for us, clarity, directness and simplicity is something that, again, really important. And I think people will play to that as they work their way through the agency and the CEOs operating. So it's without telling people how to do it, you show people how it works and why it's beneficial, and they kind of hop in on that.
I think also, I think when we were a creative team, we're always really collaborative.
Mm.
You know, we believed that everyone in our gang was vital, and really tried to include the client in our gang. And I think when we became creative directors, the thing we really wanted to instill was a big sense of collaboration and getting the right people together in the right teams. And I think that's probably one thing that we've taken through from being a creative team into creative management.
Yeah.
A lot of younger creatives struggle to find and maintain a long-term partner. What advice would you give to creatives about choosing the right partner or even the right team and knowing when that partnership is truly working?
I think when you do find the right person, like I said at the start, it does kind of click. It is kind of like a long-term relationship or a marriage.
It is, actually. You have to work at it.
It is. Yeah. But I think finding somebody, who's just ideas you really like and respect, whose creativity that person you want to be around because you just like what you think they're talented, you like what they're about, you like what they do, and you like the way they make you work as well. I think all of that stuff is really important. And then you have to go through quite a lot of tough times as a creative team. It's there's a lot of battles, there's a lot of hard work and rejection and sort of late nights as well. So I think very quickly in an agency, you know that it's the right partnership. I don't think, obviously, nobody looks at this and goes, I found my forever soulmate. But I do think I honestly think, because I think you think, well, I could go into battle with this person on anything, and I don't want to work with anybody else.
Yeah, I've got like, do they have my back? Do they make me better? Can they make me laugh? And if you can tick those three things, it's not a bad place to be, is it? And I think you can make that last years. And if you can, again, back into that, I'm not going to say this lightly, but it's just have perspective on it as well, because it's a lot of weight that, isn't it? That resilience, that rejection, that being judged a lot of the time. It's like, you've got to know when to put that to one side and just go, right, don't carry the weight of that. Let's just focus on what's in front of us. And it's just solving this little problem on this piece of paper and do that. And if you can do that as a team, you can find someone to do that with as a team. I think there's a bit of magic there. And work at it. Work at it like any good relationship. You've kind of got to be prepared to put a bit of effort in and talk and listen. Yeah.
Now, I have to imagine over nearly three decades, both of you have changed a lot personally, professionally, creatively. How have you allowed space for individual evolution while still growing together as a team?
I had my children before Gary. So Gary got to learn how to process a family because I went through it first. Mm-hmm, yeah. I gave him all my sage advice on how you do that. I think we watch and learn from each other, don't we? Mm. I think it's, I think, you know, we were obviously both very junior when we started. We didn't come into this as like senior. We both started as juniors, and we've sort of grown obviously through that in experience. We both know where our strengths lie or where our weaknesses lie, and we will fill in for each other as we've gone through that. I think we've both learned to be confident in what our abilities are and put them to the front, and not counsel each other when we're slightly concerned about something or not. So at the start of all this, you kind of don't quite know how to do that. You're just sort of muddling through and you bundle through all this stuff and you go, phew, we made it through that week. But now it feels like we've got a little bit of experience and we navigated our way through that way rather than just made it through by the skin of our teeth. So it's, I feel like we've grown very much in confidence and we know who we are as people, what we want as a creative team, what direction we want the agency to go in, how to navigate our way through that, how to manage people. You learn that through 30 years, but you just become confident and more strong in that as you go through.
It's a really strange thing because it's like Lisa said there, it's a working partnership, but it's the same as having a really close friend in that you sort of inspire each other, hopefully, and you help each other with life problems as well as, the work kind of issues that you tackle day to day. So it is quite unique in that sense, I think. It's not really something you stop and this is like being on a psychiatrist's couch. It's not really something that you really stop and analyze, but I guess the two, your life and work kind of happen in tandem. And that is, that's the person that you see probably as much as your partner or more of. So it's a strange one.
If I was to count the hours, I'd say we probably spent more time in each other's company than our respective partners. So you better I'd get on if you're going to spend that much time together. Yeah. It's got to work, yeah.
Let's look at some of the work you've created together. And I want to, if possible, do this individually just because I'd like each of your individual takes on it. Walk me through let's take a favorite piece of work. How was the idea born and what your partnership uniquely enabled that wouldn't have happened otherwise? Gary, let's start with you on this one.
So difficult. I still probably haven't done my favorite piece of work yet. I've been creative director on it. There's a piece of work, actually. I'd probably pick something new because we're all obsessed with new, aren't we? There's a job that we're working on at the minute and it has just won a creative team here. I've done it and it is an interactive out of home and it's just won kind of like a European Grand Prix and it's for prostate charity and it's a game that you control with your bum to avoid getting a finger up the bottom in the game, which is you laugh at it. It's pretty unique. So it's quite a hard one to top and we're really excited about that. And the prize was to get lots of media to develop it. And we're now developing that game. So I love the fact that it's a media hack and it's not traditional. And it just uses humor. Humor's obviously made a welcome comeback this past year or so. And certainly in a within a charity, it's a really good way to get people to lean in into a very serious message with prostate cancer. I think our role was it's a bit of a strange one because I judged the awards last time, and so I got a real insight into what the how you react to certain pieces of work and what the judges were kind of looking for. So having that and coming away and thinking, let's just do something playful and use the technology in a really playful way. And the creative team that, have this, done some brilliant work in the past on this charity, sort of set off in that direction. So they found the answer very quickly because it was to use, the competition was to use the media in a really creative way. But I think in this case, our role was kind of insight from judging, which was very different from what we normally do, because normally people, we can get a brief and we can say to teams, have a think about it in this way, think about it in that way. And it was done very quickly, and the idea was one of three, and we said, do that, maybe, really think about exploding it out. But it wasn't the usual kind of heavier creative direction that we normally would do. The team just really took it on and brought it to life. So, yeah.
Interesting. Lisa?
So I'm going to pick a project that Gary and I did fairly recently. So it was a personal project that we did through the agency for a knife crime charity, really heavy subject, sorry, called Fighting Knife Crime London. And it was, there's been a spate of sort of like obvious knife crime in and around London, and it sort of reflected across the country with, lack of support for kids outside of school and gangs on the right, all that kind of stuff. So many, many different factors. We've both got young kids, lads particularly. So it was a subject close to our heart, and we really wanted to do something for it. It took a long time to find a client who would do it. So there was a certain amount of us working as we do, which is like geeing each other up. No, we've got to carry on with this. We truly believe in it. So we worked as we worked on that. I was really proud that we continued to push on that across a year, really, to try and get this project to work. One client liked it, then they dropped out. We had to find another client. We kept changing the way that the idea was working, which was basically to reflect that knife crime stats go up as support goes down. It was the scars done as the shape of a graph on young people's faces. So it's quite a literally bold in your face idea. It was a hard sell to certain clients. Certain charities just didn't want to go there. We found a client who would, and then pushed to get some media. It took us a long time to work very tightly together and keep refining, have faith in A, the idea, B, each other, that it was the right thing to do. And, it really had an impact for this quite small charity in London who managed to get, on the table in front of like police bodies and all that kind of stuff. And we got an email from the client going, anyway, I've had an email from the Home Office, and not very often you get told that your idea has gone in front of the Home Office. So I was like, tick, that's off my bucket list. So that was great. And I know it's quite a heavy subject, but it was like I was really proud of the work, because at the end of the day, it was really impactful. It looked great. Gary Art directed the arse off it, as he does on everything, and it did the job we wanted it to do, and it was very personal to us both. So it was just a complete sort of amalgamation of everything that we're about as a team, and also it did some good, and it got some headlines for the charity and the agency as well. So yeah, super proud of that one, really proud of that one.
Amazing. One of the things that I've noticed in my time interviewing people on both sides of the Atlantic is I don't want to say the opportunity for advertising to do good, but the amount of advertising that is created to do good that then becomes seen seems to be far greater over in your neck of the woods than it is here in America. It's not for a lack of creatives trying over here, but it's more that it just isn't, to your point, there's not a lot of partners that seem to want to take it on. And it's always refreshing to talk to people over there and hear that these things are actually getting out there, doing their intended job, being seen by people and having an impact. That's really great.
Yeah, that's really important for us. I mean, we do pro bono projects for quite a few charities because we're at that point now where it's important for us to do that, that payback. And there'll be ideas that we'll have on the table for 1, 2, 3 years that we will just back because we know it's a great, A, it's a great idea, and two, it's going to make a difference. And so if it's that important to both us personally and the agency and as a cause, then we would just we'd be incredibly annoying about it and keep banging on doors.
You're really, really proud of the client work that we've done over the years. And we've been lucky to work on lots of big brands, you know, and you know, so a lot of that stuff would be in our favour. But it's funny, you feel really passionate about
those,
the cause stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
As well. So, yeah.
That was a good stuff.
And my next question is a bit of a hypothetical. If you were starting out today in a very different industry with new pressures, new platforms, and new expectations, what principles from your partnership would still matter just as much, or what might you do differently?
Man.
Whoa, that's a question.
You know what? I think you've always got to go back to creativity and ideas.
Yeah.
And that's the raft you hold on to in amongst everything that changes and the choppy seas that is the current state of the industry with everything that's going on. And I think that's the shining light in amongst all of this, the human thinking, the creative aspect of everything. What's the idea that's going to connect on an emotional level, whether that's humor, it's, you know, getting people riled up. It's, I do that, that human connection. I don't care what your channel is or what the product is or who you are. That's the thing. You hold on to that and you won't go wrong. You just won't go wrong.
Yeah, I think that's a really good answer. I hope that sort of rings true with, you know, with the threat of AI and, you know, people eventually talking that, there's a lot of execution at the minute, isn't there? But there's a big worry about the fact that it could do the ideas that we do, but I would hope not, because of that human connection. But also I would say something that comes uniquely from being a pair is just the output. I think two people almost produce the work of three, and I think that was another genius move from Bill Birnbach, wasn't it, that put teams together. I think it always amazes me when, you know, when we brief our creative teams, that just the amount of work and the amount of plates they can spin. So I think a team is very powerful, just productivity wise. And if you were starting out in any business, I think a pair can bring really
power. Power in the pair.
I would hope so. Power in the pair. Yeah. Good soundbite.
Is there a point of diminishing returns where the output of 22 people is three quarters of a single person? Does that work?
Right.
Yeah, that adds up. Yeah, just blowing my brains out there.
Well, Gary, Lisa, this was a pleasure to have you on today. If one wanted to find out more about either one of or both of you and, you know, your work, where should they go?
On the website TBWAMCR or on our socials on LinkedIn and on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. You'll find us in all those places.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today. This was an absolute pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yep.
Brilliant.